Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. My grandson Brandon is with me. He's going to have his 24th birthday on April 6th, and he's going to California where he's being led by God to go. And he will be married there May 24th. But in the leading in his life, we've been going over Brandon's life and God's leading, because God has a plan for every life, and he will lead you if you will. Sometimes there'll be supernatural leading. Brandon's had a lot of supernatural leading, but it's all supernatural. If you have the inward witness and you hear the voice of the Holy Ghost inside you, that's supernatural. And you can always hear God and do what he tells you to do, because he holds you responsible to do that, to stay on the path for your life. So yesterday, Brandon was telling, he was in a situation. He told it in detail. You can go back yesterday and go on the archives, billybrim.org, and then you can go on, we started this week, March 18, 2013. And so you can go on the archives and you can read it, or you can listen to him. Yesterday, he told about, he had a decision to make that took courage. And so I want you to start and retell, not the whole situation that you needed, but retell as God was speaking to you about making this decision, which was hard for you. He began to give you courage scriptures and you started meditating them. Start there and then tell the vision. Yesterday, we told about his being caught away to a classroom. We think it was heaven. And we didn't have time to tell you about the second class.
Okay.
Pick up with meditating.
I started meditating on courage scriptures all the time. It was just really on my heart and on my spirit, just meditating on courage scriptures. And so that's what I did. I just started meditating on courage scriptures. I started reading the Bible about different parts about courage. And I was really studying about Nehemiah and the courage he had to build the wall, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. So that's what I did. And I was even told my grandma, I'm really staying on courage a lot. And I would tell the Lord, I'd say, Lord, I need courage. I need courage for the situations. I actually, one of the confessions I would make is I need godly courage that can only come from you. And so I did that. And when I did that, one night I knew it had to be supernatural. I mean, I could start feeling it a little bit, but there's a lot of things that goes on that you don't even realize in that aspect of, I was just trying to figure out like how to do it, you know, because there's a lot of things I really liked about everything, the situation I was in. And anyways, I was sitting there one night and sitting on the couch, and I just closed my eyes and I felt something going in me, like an anointing. And I opened my eyes. It was real powerful. I opened my eyes and I saw two angels. And one of them was standing and had on it toward, it was on its side kind of, its side was facing me. Had a stack of, looked like papers. And then another one was facing, looking towards me. I remember how the one looked. It looked completely different from the ones I've seen. And it took one paper at a time and was putting it on my chest. I remember looking down at my chest and it was forming my chest and then going in me. And then next thing you know, I saw that, and then I'm in a classroom. And the teacher comes in and he had a real funny kind of walk, like real.
What'd he wear?
He had a purple and gold robe on.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a real funny walk, like, not like he was.
Kind of jaunty?
Yeah, and he was real, like, kind of happy. And he said, I'm teaching you on courage today.
Who was it?
It was David. He wrote it real big in courage. I still know his handwriting.
Did he
like.
Write it in script or what? Courage.
It was like a print script.
Print? Mm-hmm.
But it was in script. It was kind of like a print / cursive.
Mm-hmm.
I remember exactly how it looks. And anyways.
He wrote it in purple, right?
In purple. And he said, I'm teaching you on courage today. The next thing you know, I'm getting past these books.
By the angel?
Yeah, about three books, real thick. And then a test. And the test was pretty good size too. And he goes, this is a test on courage. Then next thing you know, the classes, you're dismissed. And I remember walking out of there and the angel handed me a pen. I didn't know what it was. It stopped me. And then at that time, David said, hey, he came behind me. I remember he pulled out a crown and put it on his head. And
kind of to the side, you said.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, let's get away from all these people. And he was real loving. He had his arm around me the whole time. And he kept jolting me with his shoulder. And he said, these books are not yours yet. And he said, that highlighter you got, whatever you highlight in these books, only your eyes can see it, and it's in gold. I don't know why. What's the significance of telling me all that? But he told me that. And, you know, thinking back on it now, I think maybe an icebreaker, you know, kind of just let talking to me. And I remember we walked towards these trees, and we talked a little bit. And then we went back towards these other classrooms. And then I wasn't with
them. Were they in buildings?
Yeah, they're in buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like little doors, and you'd open it, and they'd open up to big rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the next one was on numbers. Class on numbers. And I thought, this class should be for my grandma, not me. And it was completely set up differently. They had round tables. People were all around the round tables. They had probably about 8 to 10 of them. I was in the round table towards the middle. And I remember the teacher, the first thing he said was, he looked completely different. He looked ancient. He had a long beard. He looked like an elder. Real flowy gown to the ground.
What color?
It was grayish white.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we're going to learn on the number 8 today. He said, every number in the Bible is not just there for no reason. They all mean something. He said, today we're going to identify the number 8. And he passed out this paper, and I looked at it, and it had the number 8 on there. And then it had lines, probably about 10 lines on each side of the number 8. And you had to tell which each part of the number 8 meant. And then you had to tell what the whole thing means. And I remember looking at that like I didn't know what to do. And the teacher comes and helps me, and he pulled out his Bible. It was huge. He was looking at it.
Had a huge Bible.
Yeah, it was really big.
He said, every number in the Bible means something.
Mm-hmm. He said, they're not there for no reason. They all mean something. And there's a significance in them. And that's it. That's all I remember in that class.
Well, you know, Brandon, I was thinking about that because you had that. We can see plainly why you needed the class on courage. You came back. You made the decision. You heard the voice of the Lord say you passed the test when you did what he asked you to do. Now, the number 8 in Scripture means, I think the basic meaning of it is new beginnings. And it also means infinity. When God walked there in Genesis chapter 15 in the path of blood, the covenant between the pieces, the Talmud says, the oral tradition that passed down with the written, that he walked in a figure 8. And the figure 8 itself speaks of infinity. You can just take your pen and put it on the paper, and you can just make an 8 and just go on and on and on. But it means new beginnings. The number 7, there was a 7-day work week. 6-day work week for Adam. Then the 7th day comes the millennium. And then the 8th day, we begin new beginnings. Nobody knows what eternity future is like, but it's called the 8th day. Now, I think with you, when he took you there, this is just, I don't say that the Lord told me this, but I was thinking about it today. After you made that decision, then you had new beginnings. And your life, and in infinity even, from now on to all the ages, had a new beginning that was dependent upon your making the right decision. The Lord spoke to me recently about a decision my husband and I made when we decided to move from Inola, Oklahoma to Collinsville, Oklahoma. And it was in Collinsville that I met people that led me into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and other things. But he showed me that morning when I woke up, my husband and me making the decision to move to Collinsville, and that everything was in the decision. So you had to make the decision that it took the courage for. And mm-hmm. then you can begin on your new beginnings and your life. From now on, for infinity, you can just serve God right. and not get off the track anywhere. Now, I wanted you to tell some of the experiences that God has had with you. And then tomorrow we're going to start with the word of the Lord and that came a year ago on your birthday. and how he's been leading you for the past year. But I want you to tell about that experience of being translated. Because Brother Haken said that when these last days moves come, and all the other prophets that I heard prophesy, they said that one thing that's going to come back to the church, which we've lost, and it was in the early day outpourings, is translation. So I want you to tell your experience of translation. This actually happened, what, 2 years ago, Thanksgiving?
2 years ago, Thanksgiving.
Okay, tell about that.
I was in a room, and it was a hotel room. I was standing by the door.
First you were at home, right?
I was
and
at
then
home.
You got translated.
I can tell you what the whole hotel room looked like. I was standing by the door. Right in front of me was there was a coffee table. There was a chair on my right. There was a couch straight ahead that sat about 3 to 4 people. Right next to the couch, and it was like a corner, was a desk, and it was long ways. That's the only way it could fit. It was an office desk. And I remember looking over in the room, and then that opened up into a room that had 2 double beds in there. And then I remember looking outside. The window was cracked. I remember seeing it was really sunny outside. And I heard, first of all, everyone was dressed kind of civilian besides one person on the far left. They were dressed in religious garb, like Muslim attire. It's all black. Just a little bit of their face was showing, and that person start busting out in a prayer, different language, and I felt a real, real dark presence when it did, and I kind of wanted to go, but I just felt a real peace, I was real comfortable, and then the one person who was sitting on the chair, they're kind of sitting there, you could tell they're kind of like impatient. They got up and had a box, and they threw this box, and it threw out about 6 or 8 phones on this coffee table. And they said, this is the plan. These are prepaid cell phones, Cricket phones. They can't track us on these. He said, this is how we're going to communicate with each other. He said, we have 2 Oriental women. They're going to get on an airplane in Tokyo. It's heading to LA, and we're going to blow it up. And then they said something about the Jewish people won't last much longer.
So Brandon,
I was like, whoa, this is real. An aspect of, you know, you always hear about, you know, the Jewish people and how people don't like them and how the enemy's after them. But I really sensed it. I was like, that's really real.
So he came back and he called a friend of ours who was an intercessor. And she was really getting ready to go to heaven. It was Lucy.
It was about 2 days before she went on.
And so she said, Brandon, things like this are going to happen. You're going to have to do it without me. So he told the family. Our family took it at Thanksgiving. And I mean, we had a prayer. We knew we had to stop that, whatever it was. And so we got that thing stopped. And I guess it was a week or two later, you put the jeans on that you had worn the day you got translated. And he reached down in the pocket, and there was a coin in them. And he pulled that coin out. I didn't recognize it. It was from another country. I see a lot of foreign coins, but I didn't know that one. So we went online, and that coin was from Thailand.
A Thai bot is what they call it.
A Thai bot. And so we found out that Thailand had a lot of Al-Qaeda presence. So these things are amazing. Be with us tomorrow. Shalom.